AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We are here today to remember a man of God who lived by faith.
President Obama is delivering the eulogy at the funeral in South Carolina for Reverend Clemente Pinckney. He, along with eight others, were shot and killed at Pinckney's church in Charleston, South Carolina. Obama says he didn't know Pinckney well, but the two knew each other when both were young.
The first thing I noticed was his graciousness. His smile, his reassuring baritone, his deceptive sense of humor.
The funeral is being held at the Charleston Arena. Same-sex marriage is now legal in all 50 states. The ruling by the Supreme Court has city and town clerks scrambling in states where same-sex marriage was illegal. Chris Savoda is president of the Virginia Equity Bar Association.
Finally, we're, you know, allowed to be 100% American. And before that, I think we were only a certain percentage American as far as what we were allowed to do and our rights that, you know, and how they were covered.
President Obama is cheering the ruling. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president says the high court ruling merely affirms what Americans know in their hearts, that love is love, and gays and lesbians deserve equal treatment before the law.
Today, we can say, in no uncertain terms, that we've made our union a little more perfect.
Speaking in the Rose Garden before heading here to South Carolina, Obama said sometimes the march of justice is slow and uncertain. But then there are days like today when he said justice arrives like a thunderbolt. Mark Smith with the president, Charleston, South Carolina.
Russell Moore with the Southern Baptist Convention says he thinks of this ruling first as a Christian.
Understanding that the definition of marriage is designed by God, not by any human government, not by any human court.
Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 46 points. This is AP Radio News. Police in upstate New York think two killers who escaped from prison are headed to Canada.
The New York State Police say they're tracking escaped killers Richard Matt and David Sweat in the direction of the Canadian border. Major Charles Guest says the pair, who broke out of prison 3 weeks ago, left behind items in as many as three places, such as cabins and camps, that indicate they've been in or near the town of Malone, about 40 miles northwest of the prison, moving toward Canada.
We have no reason to believe they're in Canada yet.
Guest says there have been no potential physical sightings of the escapees in several days. They're being sought by 1,100 officers of several different law enforcement agencies. I'm Warren Levinson.
The number of dead is up to at least 37 in Tunisia from an attack at a beach resort. It happened about the same time as a bombing at a Shiite mosque in Kuwait. At least 25 people were killed there. There was also an attack on a U.S.-owned factory in France that included a beheading. A suspect is in custody in France. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.